Boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-bop, ba-bop. Guys, you know I got to open up the episode with something wild. Let me see. Holy Ghost and fire. Revival. I don't know, guys. I don't really have nothing like crazy that I can open up, nothing spooky or nothing like, you know, wild. But I guess this is wild because I'm opening it up in a wild way. You see? But did you know that I actually just went to a place one time and we had a whole revival breakout in a coffee shop? And this is something that I believe we should talk about. So let's talk about it. What's up, that Supernatural Talk podcast family? Guess what? Episode 24. And you will be watching after this many more, because that's what Jesus has in store. Amen, amen, and all glory to God. I got a good podcast for you guys today, and as always, I'm excited to talk about it. I'm going to talk to you guys about a time that I went to New York, Clayton, New York, to be exact, and I saw revival hit a coffee shop. Now, I actually had three trips to this coffee shop, meaning three different revival trips that I went on. But before I jump into talking about how this took place, what it took to go and, you know, make it happen, I want to introduce you guys to somebody. Now, the last podcast was just me and Glory Boy 2.5, and guess what? On this one too, we have just me and Glory Boy 2.5. So I want to introduce my co-host again, Glory Boy 2.5, Keegs Ice, Keegan Burkhart. Take it away.
Amen. I'm here. I have a coffee cup. It's not coffee, but I thought I'd show it off. And this is the podcast for me, because if you guys know anything, I love Jesus. And after that, it's coffee. Joking. But I love Jesus and coffee. So this is great. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on.
Amen. Guys, I want to share a story on this podcast because I believe it's going to inspire you guys to go out and start revivals in the most random places. Look, before I, you know, blew up on YouTube and blew up on social media, every social media out there, by His grace, for His glory, I used to just go places. You know, people would somehow get in touch with me, or they'd, you know, see a little post here and there while I was out there praying for people to be healed, delivered, filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in water, whatever it may be. And they would say, hey, you want to come up here and help us out? Well, they couldn't give me a plane ticket. They couldn't give me really much of a place to stay. I mean, give me a place to stay. So, but I would just jump in my car and I would travel hours upon hours. I did it in Texas, in Florida, in New York, Massachusetts.
Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah, I did it in a lot of states. I probably got other ones I'm not even naming right now. But I used to just jump in a car and go, because that was the beautiful thing. And that's what got me to where I am today. You know, the Bible says those who are faithful in little can be faithful in much. So I went from traveling in a car to the Lord blessing me with an RV during the virus time to now getting on airplanes and traveling across the world and seeing revival spark everywhere. So not much has changed. It's just grown into a bigger thing, you know, and now I get the opportunity to disciple people to do the same thing. So let me share a story with you guys about from the past, around 2017, 18, of the time that I was going to a coffee shop to help an older lady see a move of God that she was expecting to see. Now, in this town of Clayton, New York, they talked about back in the day when a healer would come into town, meaning an evangelist would come into town and hold meetings, and a lot of awesome things would take place. Now, this town has a lot of what's called schizoaffective in it, a lot of New Age stuff going on. It's right next to the water. So you guys know the Marine Kingdom is probably at work up there, right? A lot of weird stuff is happening. But I got a phone call from this woman, or a message on Facebook from this woman, and she said, I want to see what's going on here up here in Clayton, right? I want to see people on the streets. We got a lot of homeless people. We got a lot of people with disorders. We need to see them healed. So I said at the time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to Clayton, New York. I'm going to go up here. I feel like the Lord is wanting us to do it. Let's go and let's see what happens. So I go up there and I didn't know anything. I didn't know where we'd be going. I didn't know what I'd be experiencing. I just knew that I got a call and I wanted to go and I wanted to see God move. So I went up there and we got invited to a coffee shop of all places. Now, you guys can actually go back here on my YouTube channel called The Supernatural Life, not this one, and you can type in Revival in Clayton, and there's a playlist, and you guys can watch it happen in real time, which is awesome, right? So I did document a lot of it, but we were up there in a coffee shop, and I just went there. The first trip, I just went there, and they lit a message out in the town that I was there, and people would come just to meet with me so that I could pray for them to be delivered or healed. I had Reiki healers coming in. I had New Age folks. I had people that, you know, said they believed in Jesus but really didn't. I had people that were part of a local church that would come because they weren't believing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit there, and the people wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so they come see me, right? Because I was carrying what they needed by the Holy Spirit that was representing Jesus. Amen. So they come in and we were having these one-on-one appointments. And what happened is through that, one person would experience healing and then they would talk about it. And then they would go talk about it to somebody else to eventually we were having full-blown revival meetings in the coffee shop. Well, I left the town the first time and then, you know, there was so much of a demand for it to happen again. I went back up a second time. So I traveled with me and a team, a bigger team the second time. And we actually started holding revival meetings in this coffee shop. And this is when people were starting to tell me about a history lesson. Some people would come in the coffee shop and say, "Are you like that healer that came into town years ago?" And I said, "I don't know what that healer carried, but I carry Jesus Christ, I carry the Holy Spirit, and I'm here to demonstrate his power and authority and get sinners to become winners." Amen. And then I would explain the gospel to them, of course, but they would talk about this healer all the time. So many people would talk about this healer. So it was a well of revival that was ready to burst, right? So it was just sitting there, and all somebody had to do was go up there. So I got to go and experience what that well was had inside of it by being willing to go, be obedient, to go and do these meetings in the middle of nowhere. I mean, not many preachers were coming into this small town. Now, fun fact, this is the same place that has what's called the Thousand Islands right next to it, which is beautiful. And this is where Thousand Island dressing had actually originated from. So that was just a little fun fact for this town. Okay. So Clayton, New York, Thousand Islands up there. Beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. A lot of, you know, richer people have homes around that lake and stuff like that. So anyway, we had the meetings. More people were coming. The coffee shop got packed from the bottom up to the top. And I left. And eventually some time passed by. And then it was time for a third time. And for the third time, I went up a third time. And it was even bigger the next time. So what is the moral of this story? And also, let me say this. The woman who invited me, her whole family ended up being blessed, and there was some reconciliation and stuff that took place by being able to go, because the person who invited us actually got the biggest blessing because she was the person of peace that opened the door. So the Bible talks about, I think it's in Luke 10, it talks about, yeah, I think it's Luke 10. Yeah, Luke 10 talks about when you go into a town, look for the person of peace, take nothing with you, look for the person of peace, and that person of peace will be the open door to everything else that happens in the city. You know, I've seen this happen in so many places, guys. So the moral of the story is, if you're obedient to the little things, you'll see the big things. Okay. But you got to be obedient with the one before you can be obedient with the millions. That's the story of every man and woman of God. Be obedient in the small and you can be obedient in much. If you can be a Lord over little, you'll be a Lord over much. If you can be faithful in the little, you'll be faithful with much. I mean, that's biblical principle, right? I also saw that happen overseas. I saw it happen in Germany. You know, I went overseas just out of nowhere with a guy and his family that I don't know. I didn't know from Adam. I went over there and I saw, even in a small bar behind his house, revival breakout. You guys can look that up on The Supernatural Life, revival in Germany. So back in the day, you know, I would just go. I would just go because God tells us to go. And I would see amazing things, amazing results. I have that same confidence in me now that we can go anywhere and cause that to happen. I mean, Keegan will tell you, we go on the streets all the time. We'll pray for one person. And then all these other people start getting affected because they're seeing one person get prayed for. They're seeing deliverance happen on the ground. They're seeing somebody getting healed. They're like, we want that too. Now we have like a whole group of people around us that are experiencing the power of God. We have literally a revival right there in front of us because of small obedience. So I just, I have the confidence I can go anywhere and that'll happen. Any state, I believe it. You know why? Because the anointing is with me and the anointing breaks the yoke and the anointing attracts. Social media is great, but the anointing is greater than social media. Okay. So I believe regardless of what's going on, that because of the anointing that is upon me, just like you or anybody else that believes in Jesus Christ, you have an anointing. You can go out and do what Jesus tells you to do, and you'll see the results of what Jesus says. It's just supernatural. It's powerful. And when you're obedient with what God has given you, he will bless you. But Keegan, is there anything you want to say to this? Do you have a similar story? Did you ever have a time where you went and you saw like great results, something similar to what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you were right. It was Luke 10:6, just so people know, on the podcast about the person with peace. So
amen.
It's really good. And I just wanted to, also just kind of piggyback off of what Apostle said is that, one thing that I love about him is that he's so obedient and he can go anywhere and revival breaks out. I remember we were in Atlanta and we were just going out and just shopping, hanging out with our Forerunner family. And the next thing you know, Apostle's praying for one person. And then just groups and groups of young people came and revival broke out in front of a movie theater. You know, we'll go out evangelizing on the pier at Daytona Beach and there's nobody there. And then he goes up to that one person. And the next thing you know, there's groups and groups of people are coming. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it's so amazing to see that. And that's why, I know that no matter what, even if social media fails, you know, tomorrow, that it doesn't matter. He can go anywhere. And,
but not only me.
We know.
We know what I can do.
I know.
And I think we got grace. I think we're going to have a long time on social media. I think we're going to have a long time in the VR world. I think we're going to have a long time to be able to do something. I mean, we haven't gotten to quite the point where the church is being completely pushed out, you know?
Yeah.
So I do believe we got a long time on that. I would never put our trust in it, though, you know?
Yeah.
We put our trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
And if we have our trust in Jesus, we can survive anything, you know?
Yeah. Amen. I would say for me personally, one thing that there were seasons of my life where, you know, I would just go somewhere and the Holy Spirit would tell me to pray for somebody and I wouldn't know why. And I'd go up and I'd just start praying for them. And then the next thing you know, I'm praying for like 5 to 10 different people in a grocery store, or, you know, in a neighborhood. I mean, it was crazy. And it's so funny. A lot of people, I don't know if you know this, Apostle, but when I was the hub leader in Indiana, I would just go out and I would just go out and just see what God wanted to do. I didn't really have an agenda. But I would go to a coffee shop and then the next thing you know, I'm praying for somebody there. There were so many divine appointments. And I think that it's so important for us just to incline our ear to the Lord, to be obedient when he speaks and to act on that. And then, you know, we didn't have really, we would maybe have like 2-3 people show up to a revival. Like we put on this whole revival, we'd worship, we'd do all these things and maybe like a few people would show up. But, you know, we stayed persistent and we would start in parks. And like I said, a few people would come, but God would show up and do amazing, amazing things. And then the next time the next time that came around, it was like there was 10 people, then 15, then 20. And it was like around town, like everyone was hearing about the supernatural life. They were hearing about our hub and what we were doing. And more people were wanting to get involved and more people were wanting to do it. And we grew from, you know, starting out with like 5 people to almost like 35 people in a very, very short time. So I would say for me personally, that's definitely something that's happened. And even overseas, I would just like travel somewhere. Like when I studied abroad in Spain and same thing. It was like, this was before I was even baptized in the Holy Spirit. I was having crazy stuff happen and demons would just manifest around me. And I didn't even know what was going on, but you know, the Lord kept,
how would they manifest?
Oh, people would walk by and they would just like scream at me. I had people that would come by and just like scream and yell, like, you know, slander me, say like, you know, F this, you know, like all this stuff, like just saying like crazy stuff like that, cursing at me. And I was like, what in the world? And then I would like chase after them and I would be like, you need prayer, you need Jesus. I used to be extremely zealous back in the day. Not so much anymore, but I was extremely zealous. I would go into churches that were preaching false doctrine. And I would tell the pastors to repent, who were living a not so great lifestyle and not following the Bible. So I was doing all that stuff, but those are great examples, of how I would just go into a town and then I got the police called on me 4 times in one day. Hallelujah. It was great. And we actually ended up praying for the police. And they got touched by the Holy Spirit. So it was great stuff like that. You know, that was happening.
I used to do a lot of mall revival stuff and they had like pictures made of me. This one, I had a man bun. They would send pictures throughout the mall and be on the lookout for this guy, because I would be praying for folks in the mall.
Oh yeah.
So I'd go in the mall and they were like, you're not being a what do you call it? You're not being a consumer. You're not going and buying stuff. I said, okay. So I'd go buy stuff and then I'd start praying. You know, I got in so many arguments. I wasn't being very Christ-like back in the day with the security people. You know, the mall cops. I don't know, man. I think because I used to be a correctional officer and a sheriff's deputy. Like when I see the mall cops playing Top Flight, it just would bother me.
And you worked security too.
I did work security. So I understood it, you know. You know, any type of authority will make you feel big if you ain't got humility mastered in your heart, right? So, I've seen you though, Keegs. You carry that. But now it's, you know, with this guy over here now, it's hard to get him to do anything. He'll be out there, and I'll be like, all right, Keegs, let's pray. So I got to crank the engine up. It's like the engine ain't moving. So I know you're zealous, man, but it's like you stopped drinking coffee or something. I don't know what happened, man.
No, you know what? I really love to serve, and I really love to, you know, help in any way. And so for me, I get just as much fun, you know, holding a camera or, you know, doing, you know, holding your phone for a live stream or something. I really enjoy that. And so I think that that's something that the Lord has really humbled me in. And, but yes, there's sometimes I got to get, you know, apostle does have to push me. And that's, you know, maybe you, sometimes you may not be feeling it. You may not be feel like going out and evangelize. You may be tired, but you know, you just got to, if the Lord says to go, go, and there's always a great result. So thank you, man of God, for pushing me no matter what to go out and evangelize.
Yeah, sometimes Keegs, he'll be catching the heat up to the point of us going to evangelize, and it's like he's having to like really push to be able to want to do it.
Amen. That is true.
Yes. But anyway, guys, I mean, it's not hard to do, and I wanted to share this story with you guys just to show you that it's the little things. It's the little things that cause the big things. You know, it's the little things that cause the Holy Spirit to move on your behalf. You know, faith is what causes God to move. So if you're using faith, you're pleasing God, and faith is the currency of heaven. It's how you pull what you need to pull. So when you walk by faith and not by sight, when you go somewhere and you just believe God, God will show up every single time. Cool story. While I was on my baby moon, we were riding and the dolphins weren't jumping around. So I prayed in faith. And next thing you know, we had a whole dolphin display right in front of us.
Wow.
And I was like, look at God. Look, you know, it's prayer. It's prayer and believing God. And then you'll see the results of what you prayed for, you know? It was also in that moment I got a little rebuke because I wanted to record it, right? And I wanted to talk about it. And then the Lord was like, Daniel, sometimes I just want it to be between me and you.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. So like there's sometimes the Lord just wants to show you something because he is who he is. And I believe somebody needs to hear this. If we want everybody to see, you know, that takes away the intimacy of you and God, you know? So some things are just between us and God. And it's those moments that will also increase your faith to do it out in public and to go and do things and stuff like that. So God is faithful, man. He's faithful. And if we will do our part, he will always do his part. I'm telling you, he will always do his part. He is not a man that he shall lie. And And if you only believe in what he says, and you only believe in his word, what he says in his word, it will come to pass. So I want to challenge you guys, find a park, find a store, find some place, and just go talk to one person. And then keep going to that one place for a little while and watch what will happen to a place after you've gone and impacted enough people. You know, going wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Don't go in there screaming to the top of your lung because you're going to get barred. You're not going to be able to come back. They're going to trespass you or something. I sometimes will watch these zealous evangelists online because they want clicks and views. So they'll go out and, you know, they'll act half crazy on there and they'll be like, look, we got terminated for preaching the gospel. Well, yeah, you went to a public place in the world and you're screaming to the top of your lungs. Of course, they're going to trespass you. I mean, it's private property, right? So, I mean, the owners of the place can do what they want to. And also, you know, people are coming there to shop. So you got to be undercover in certain spots and you'll last a lot longer. And I used to be that way. You know, I used to go and do crazy stuff. And sometimes God will say, do that. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, be obedient to the Holy Spirit first. But you'll have a Holy Spirit result if you do it, you know, and you'll, because it's like you can almost shut yourself down from being able to take over territory because the enemy, in your zeal, the enemy has won and pulled you out, you know. So we just got to be wise when we're also moving in that direction. You know, now when I go to places, I'm looking for strategy. I want to play that chess match and I want to make sure I get checkmate, you know, and I want to win. So I always ask the Holy Spirit, what's the direction? Where do I go? What do I do? Be led by the Spirit. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead them into all truth. So let's remain obedient, guys. And I hope that these stories have encouraged you. I mean, simple stories, but I hope that you have been encouraged by these stories. And I hope that you know that you can go out and God will back you up also. Amen. Amen. The Lord will have his way in your life. Well, guys, I hope you are encouraged to go out and start revival somewhere. This has been episode 24 of That Supernatural Talk Podcast. Now receive that impartation to become revival wherever you are. You don't need a big social media following to go and spark revival. All God needs is your yes and your feet moving and your mouth moving and your hands too, your whole body. And guess what? You'll see amazing things happen. You'll see miracles manifesting through your life for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, before I get off of here, I want to tell you, if it's your first time watching, subscribe, hit the notification bell, like and share because you care. And also comment. I want to, if any of you guys have went to a place and you've seen awesome supernatural things happen, you've seen God act on your behalf, share it in the comment section. Let's encourage other people with stories like I've shared today. But I believe somebody else has a little something to say here right at the end of the podcast. So Keegan, Glory Boy, number 2.5, take it away.
Amen. Thank you guys for watching episode 24 of That Supernatural Talk Podcast with host Apostle Daniel Adams and myself. Guys, we are so, so grateful that we are able to share with you these experiences. And hey, we want to encourage you to go out there into the harvest field and to spread revival, carry the glory of God wherever you're at. And if that's something that you want to learn and grow in, we want to teach, train, and equip you in doing that. Apostle Daniel is leader, founder of a global movement called The Supernatural Life, as some of you know, or maybe this is your first time coming across this. And we want to encourage you guys to go to www.thesupernaturallife.org and partner and sign up with this ministry, because you're going to learn so much. You're going to get access to multiple Zoom calls throughout the week, healing and deliverance Zooms, prophetic Zoom calls, weekly discipleships and teachings. You even get access to a local hub where you can go out and evangelize, and you can learn how to be led by the Spirit, how to operate in words of knowledge, prophecy, and evangelism, and so, so much more. So make sure you guys go to www.thesupernaturallife.org and partner with us. You're also going to get access to our deliverance training courses to become certified to do deliverance. You're going to get access to our prophetic school and so much more. This is a five-fold ministry that operates in all. So make sure you guys go there and partner. And if you guys want to partner with That Supernatural Talk, maybe you want to, you know, learn more about, oh goodness gracious. So sorry, Isaias. And hey, if you guys want to partner with us here on the podcast channel, you guys can go to the links in the descriptions below. You guys can become a member of this channel, which I highly recommend. When you go to the page, click join and look at our different membership options. We do weekly behind the scenes podcast episodes for all of our members. And trust me, you do not want to miss them. They are crazy, out of this world hilarious. So make sure you guys become a member and join through there here on YouTube. And also, if you're listening on any other platform, you guys can go to our hosted browser website for that Supernatural Talk, which is Buzzsprout, and become a monthly sower on there. But hey, guys, that's it for this week, episode 24. Thank you again for watching and supporting, and by sowing into the vision that God has placed upon Apostle Daniel Adams for the supernatural life. Now, go and live a supernatural life, and we will see you for episode 25 of That Supernatural Talk.